بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يسأل الرجل فيما ضرب امرأته. رواه أبو داود وغيره. Before translating this hadith, which is very short but very important that we understand the background to it, and especially in this present environment in which we are living, and firstly we should understand that this hadith is quoted in this chapter of realizing the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that whatever we do we must realize Allah is present, Allah is watching us. Keeping that in mind, then today in this environment of a woman's love and the freedom of woman and rights of woman, of which a very big hype is made, and the true teaching of this, women definitely have got rights and great rights, and Islam has given them their rights when before Islam they had practically no rights whatsoever, and Islam gave them the most honorable and the highest rights. And even today nobody in the world, no Western democracy or anyone, can give a woman the rights which Islam has given them. Anyway, this false notion and our wrong attitude of bringing up our children, and especially our daughters, that we give them the secular education, we put them in which means a non-Islamic education. And secular, the word according to the dictionary means everything which has to do without religion. That is, that education in which there is no religion, in which Allah does not feature at all. Just about worldly matters, and everything happens according to cause and effect of this world. And then we grow them up like that. At home also the environment is of that. The TVs are on all the time. Little girls as well as boys are given cell phones, and they can go on whatever site they wish to. And then further, the university education which we give them, which gives them a wrong sense that they have got freedom, whereas they are enslaved to Western way of life. They are enslaved to the ways of kufr and shirk. They haven't got freedom whatsoever. Islam gives them the true freedom of Jannat in this world already. However, with all that background, and that in that world, with now the woman who has become a career woman and who earns her own living, and she feels, I'm not in need of a husband also, and I don't have to listen to my husband, and I can do as I please, and I'm earning my living and I can do what I want to. Presently there are so many cases of certain women who are doctors, but now in old age, and because of that they did not get married also, or they got married and took their divorces. Now in old age they are going through great tribulations and trials. Now they realize that we stayed under our husbands, and if the husband was there to look after us, our life should have been much, much more better. So this Western way of life, with all its filthy baggage it comes with, and then a person, while in his youth and he's got strength, even a woman, and she feels, I can do as I want to. She's independent, she's living on her own, she's got her own car, she's got everything of her own, she operates her own bank accounts, etc. Everything she does on her own. It's nice and it looks nice for a while, but soon the time comes when she has to suffer the consequences very gravely in this world, when there now she is completely alone and there is nobody to take care of her. Anyway, that is a total wrong way of life. An Islamic way of life which we have been taught is that a woman is brought up according to deen, and she's taught the laws of deen. And amongst them is that when a woman is always remains under her parents all the time, and all children, boys and girls, that they be fully obedient to their to their parents, like a girl recently, not long ago, who got 7 distinctions in her matric. And when the father was congratulated, he said, if she only had 1 distinction, and that is if she would listen to me. With all her distinctions, she's not prepared to listen to her father. Also, another child who comes home and is very happy that he's got 7 distinctions. The mother tells him, if you had 1 A, a distinction, I should have been very happy. And that was the A of Allah. If you had Allah in your life, and Allah will be there to look after you all the time. All your other 7 distinctions of this world are not going to look after you, are not going to give you your rosy. It is just a mirage. It looks like these things are going to suffice and do everything. But if a person has Allah in his life, then Allah will be there for him all the time. So anyway, with that education, so the woman feels that they are totally independent. Whereas in Islam, it has been taught, stay under your parents. And when you get married, stay under your husband. It is very clear in anything where there are 2 people, there has to be one who is an amir. So much so it has come in the hadith, you go on a journey, and even if you are just 2 people, then appoint one as an amir. There has to be one who is a decision maker. If both are going to make decisions, just as also Allah Ta'ala explains, one of the proofs that Allah is one and alone. And it is logical also that the real ruler of the world be only one. Because if there were 2 gods, 2 Allahs, the one will want it to rain, the other one will want sunshine. The one will want droughts, the other one will want floods. Then there can never be a proper system. There has to be just one person who makes the final decision maker. Making mashura for us as humans, that is quite in order. So in the home also, Islam is decreed that the husband will be the amir, not the amir. Not that he is just going to be a boss and rule with the iron fist, but that he is the responsible for his wife and then for his children also. So he has got this great responsibility. When this responsibility is on his shoulder, he is the one who is to make decisions. Not the wife who will make the decision. She gives her mashura, she gives her opinion, that is all in its place and it's welcome and it's permissible. But for her to make the decisions is not her work. That is, the husband has to make the decision. So in this way, if the husband is there and he is the leader in the house and he is the decision maker, now in the union of marriage, husband and wife, as they carry on in life, there is definitely going to be ups and downs. There will definitely be differences of opinion. Our own feelings will come to the fore and to the front. And then at that time, we have to also sort out matters. At that time also, then when this decision will have to be made, though the wife will give her opinion, the husband must make the decision. Anyway, there will be then where there is disagreement also between the two. And with regard to this disagreement, when it goes into discord, when they start arguing and fighting, then also Islam has given us clear directions how to sort out those matters. If the husband follows those directions, the wife follows those directions, then they will be able to sort out the matters amicably. But if we don't, and we follow the Western way of life, then we land up in court cases, and all dirty linen comes out, and the worst fighting, and haram maintenance is claimed, etc. All the worst things happen after that also. So anyway, Islam has shown us a right way, and this requires a bit more detail. As we go along, we will discuss it so that we can understand this hadith in its correct context. May Allah guide us to understand that Islam is our way of life, not the Western way of life. not a secular way of life, but the Islamic way of life, that is the correct way. And wherever the husband is the true Amir or in the house, there is peace that reigns in that house. In any country, if there is one government and the leading, there is one president, the ruler, and he rules properly, then there is peace in that country. But when all will oppose him and pull in different directions, and then there will be discord and there will be great calamities in that country. So even in the home, in the same way, the husband is made responsible and he has to be given that position, and he must maintain that position of his, that he is the Amir in the house and he is ruling and his law is the final in the house. So when there is discord, when there are arguments, how to sort them out, inshallah, a very brief insight we will try to give for that also, and then at the end we will translate the hadith and understand it in its correct context, inshallah. Subhanallah.